In the battle to raise living standards in the poorest countries in the world, one weapon used is international aid. Another tactic is investment by international companies, which can provide both needed jobs and additional expertise in developing a growing economy. But the battle against poverty never seems to end, and one reason is corruption. Aid money is often stolen, and businessmen can be bogged down with red tape created by officials looking for payoffs.
Disclosure is important, but making sure that the governments have the capacity to spend the money wisely and that civil society organizations have the ability to monitor the stream of money coming into the country and down to the local sector is important as well.
Ian Gary works at the aid agency Oxfam, and he was a participant at the anti-corruption conference sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, which concluded on Saturday. But is corruption getting worse? Antonio Costa, the executive director of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, says this is a difficult question to answer.
Very hard to say. Very hard, unfortunately. Certainly we have awareness about corruption growing worldwide, which may give the feeling, including to media, that corruption per se is increasing, but that would be the wrong translation of a symptom.
Yet it can't be denied that in some countries corruption is pervasive. François Vinky, chairman of the Anti-Corruption Commission at International Chamber of Commerce, says this can hurt the countries that need help the most.
When corruption becomes endemic, it touches the hard core of the state, of the community, and it disorganizes all pre-established social systems.
The conference concluded on Saturday. The president of the council, Cardinal Renato Raffaele Martino, acknowledged that corruption will always be with us, but he said we cannot resign ourselves to this fact, but continue to work for a virtuous society. I'm Lydia O'Kane.